our house doesn't have any windows, so you know, you just got that narrow little place where the window closes. But
yeah.
I like those big wide windows so you can set a lot of stuff out of it. It's just in my old houses.
And it was so heavy, I can remember when Mom would clean the house, she'd have to have two big men to move it because it was so heavy. But it was cedar lined, but it was similar to what, I guess, a lot of closets are now. Mm-hmm. But it was just a big, had a bar in it and a shelf in the top and then a couple of drawers in the bottom.
Do you know any term they had for where the roof would come together if you had two separate parts of the house? You know, and make like a...
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't remember.
Corner there.
I remember.
What about fence? What do they call those wood fences?
Well, I can remember we had some rail fencing, but a lot of ours was the barbed wire.
Do you remember any of the tools that they used for out in the field? Like, after they plow, they might go along
the harrow?
With the, yeah.
Yeah, we always had the plows and harrows and what we call sleds that they haul stuff on. Daddy always made ours. They had runners like a snow sled, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he would use those to carry stuff from field to field because, you know, we're a pretty good piece. Now, we had wagons, too, but those were handy because they were smaller.
So they was like a board and then it had
it was
it
like
had
a,
runners
kinda like a,
built onto it.
Kind of like a sled, a snow sled. You've seen a snow sled. Well, it would be a homemade snow sled, but the runners would be made out of a piece of a wood about 7 or 8 inches wide, and he would smooth them up and turn them up on the front, you know, where
uh-huh.
they slide smooth.
Uh-huh.
And then it had boards across it, like a raft, you know, if you were building a raft for water.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
uh-huh.
boards across
uh-huh.
it.
Uh-huh.
And that, you know, that way you could haul your fertilizer or your seeds and your tools.
How wide would it be?
Daddy'd usually have 2 or 3 of them. Usually they'd be from 3 feet to probably the widest would have been 4.5, 5 feet.
Oh, okay.
Depending on what he was spending. I can remember one time we went to fishing on all night fishing trip and he took the big sled so we could sleep on it, put quilts and things on it. So it must have been pretty big.
Yeah.
That kept us up off the ground.
Yeah.
But I remember that very well.
Did they have like carts to carry stuff on?
He, Daddy usually had a homemade wheelbarrow. I guess you call it a wheelbarrow, it was the same principle.
Yeah. Just a one wheel on the front.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What they had for sharpening tools or knives.
He had a big stone on the end of the porch. It was, seemed like they called it, I know he had a wet, what he called a wet rock. But this stone was called something else. I don't remember what it was. It was a big round.
Yeah. Grindstone?
Grindstone.
Maybe.
That's what it was.
Yeah. The wet rock, was it smaller? Or
that was small. He usually used it for his pocket knife or kitchen knives or something like that to sharpen it.
Yeah. Did they ever go out and build stuff up in parts of the field where the water would run down and cut a path